if a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
To the Kershaw County Liberty Report. I'm your host, Jeff Maddox, and today we're going to sit down and talk about the County Council agenda for July 23rd, 2023. We're out here at the Camden Revolutionary War Center, show you a little bit around, and show you what your tax dollars can be spent on. Come on up on the front porch. Let's talk. Well, as y'all know, government is gonna government. The state is gonna control something. They're always tinkering with this machine of the plantation of Slavelandia. And here in Kershaw County, it's no different. The agenda, here's the agenda. An animal control ordinance, a litter control ordinance, update on a grant, manna from heaven, permission slips for three different properties to do what private property ought to be able to do. We have 5 new ordinances changing the rules for housing, lowering lot sizes and changing various things, tinkering with the machine of control, central control, by people that don't even know what a free market is. Then we have the boat ramp in Lugoff, remember? They built a boat ramp down there, spent a bunch of tax dollars and everything. Then they found out that all the boats were trying to get swept under the dock, so they pulled the boat ramp out. And ever since then, Russell Brazel has been after him to fix the boat ramp and all. And so now we're going to get a progress report on how many tax dollars is going to be spent building a new boat ramp. Then we have the Kershaw County Detention Center, where the jailhouse, you know, the jailhouse has been loaded up, and they got people packed up in there, and air conditioners don't half work, and for years. And they've been putting it off, and they hadn't figured out how they're going to pay for it. It's going to be millions upon millions and millions of dollars. So expect that to come into play next year when they start their budget process, and they're going to have to increase fees or taxes or millage or create a fee or fine or something that's going to help finance. In other words, put the taxpayers on the hook for paying back a long-term loan to build a jail. That's coming. That's pretty much it. They got some boards and commissions and that kind of thing where the do-gooders all volunteer to do good on boards and commissions that recommend stuff to county council so they can centrally control anything and everything about life. People ask me all the time about why I am so against this thing called government and all the things that they do. They understand the tax burden, they whine about that and all, but they don't understand why I am so passionate about standing up and speaking out against these government abuses that have gone on for decades and decades. You know what? I need to show y'all something. Let's go back to the house and I'll show you. We'll be back in a second. So we're back. So why am I so passionate about government and keeping it in line and be all the time at county council and wondering what they're doing and all? Why am I anti-government? Because government is control. And there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. The root cause of everything that we have out there, the reason that we're doing 40% of our income toward government, is because we've allowed this to happen. And what we ought to be doing is the liberties of our country, the freedom of our civil constitution, are worth defending at all hazards. And it is our duty to defend them against all attacks. All of it, you've got to defend against every little encroachment by government into our individual rights. Take your property. You can't do anything without government permission. You can't get electricity unless government permits you to get electricity on a new construction. They have to have all kinds of permits and all. You got to have zoning. You got to fit into this and that and the central planning. And it's the problem that power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. Abigail Adams said this: power, whether vested in many or a few, is ever grasping. Even back then, Thomas Jefferson and Samuel Adams and all of them understood that this power, this control, it consumes everybody. And if you place it in government and the people don't watch after it, it's like fire. George Washington said it's like fire. It can warm you when you're cold, but if you let it loose, it can destroy you. John Adams said this: the nature of the encroachment upon the American Constitution is such as to grow every day more and more encroaching, like a cancer. It eats faster and faster every hour. Now I ask you, look at the history of how incrementally the government control and power has continued to grow and grow and grow. You know, people say, you know, in the old days, it wasn't like this. Well, it wasn't like that in the old days, in the old days, in the old days. It's ever incrementally growing. And if we don't nip it in the bud, it grows out. And if you just clip on the branches, it's going to blossom again and again and again. And the next thing you know, you're paying all your labor to government, who promises safety and security when their bread lines start. And you see example after example of communist governments and socialist governments where it's all collectivism and not individualism that leads to disaster. And anybody with half a brain says, you know, we're heading in that direction. Richard Henry Lee put it this way: it must never be forgotten that the liberties of the people are not so safe under the gracious manner of government as by the limitation of power. That means that don't let them get little ordinances on grass, how tall your grass is, if you can have chickens, if you can garden, if you can build, if you can do anything. Do not let the government have that control, because it's unlimited at that point. And here in Kershaw County, here in Richland County, wherever you live in the United States, there's this crazy government overbearing regulation on freedom. This is why I'm passionate about it. We have to stand and fight. Madison said, the states have the right and are in duty bound to interpose for arresting the progress of the evil and for maintaining within their respective limits the authorities, rights, and liberties appertaining to them. States' rights. The federal government shouldn't be involved with states. It should be separate. That's the way the Constitution was quote-unquote designed. But we have let that go. It also applies to the individuals. Individuals are sovereign. Individuals have the power. And in mass, they can force the government to do whatever they really want to. The people hold the power of the purse. The purse is your labor that's then turned into money, which is then sacrificed to the government for all sorts of turtle crossings to nuclear bombs. George Washington said, at this auspicious period, the United States came into existence as a nation, and if their citizens should not be completely free and happy, the fault will be entirely their own. You see, ladies and gentlemen, they knew. They knew who was sovereign. They also knew that if the people did not stay vigilant, did not stay involved, let the government, every time the government said, let me teach your kids. Well, you know, okay. Let me free you from the family with women's lib. Well, okay. Let me create a social security net so that, you know, you'll be good to go when you get old. Well, okay. Let me protect your property by not letting Bob build something or grow something that you don't like. You know, I kind of like that idea. We've let them do this to us. John Dickinson said, it is their duty to watch and their right to take care that the Constitution be preserved, or in the Roman phrase, on perilous occasions, to provide that the Republic receive no damage. In other words, it's up to us. It's up to us to protect our freedom. The powers reserved by the people render them secure. In other words, the people have the power. You can say no. Are you willing to risk your life and your liberty to secure the rights that God gave you? The only resource against usurpation is the inherent right of the people to prevent its exercise. This is what I'm passionate about. I don't want to leave my kids and their kids and their kids a dystopian, tyrannical, overbearing government where you own nothing, you're happy, you get social credits, you're traced everywhere, you have a chip inside you so they know how you think and how you feel and they can control you, and you never eat bugs and you never known freedom. This is the world that they're taking us to unless we stand. There's no fear in all this. I have nothing to fear. The truth is, all might be free if they valued freedom and defended it as they ought. Are you going to defend freedom? Are you going to finally take the step for your kids and their kids to secure freedom once again? Look, I love America. I love what America supposedly stands for. But I do not love my government. My government is tyrannical. They want to control everything. All they say is for the good of us. They say that they're going to protect us. But it's up to us. If we're going to be free, we need to live free. Government needs to be put back in its britches. They're out of control. Just kind of different Liberty Report today, boys and girls. Come out to county council. Watch what they're doing. Call down there, get them to send you the agenda packet. When you look through the agenda packet, there'll be hundreds of things that you got to look for. And think about how much control they have and if you actually have any freedom left. That's about it for the Liberty Report. This is Jeff Maddox reporting. See you next time. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?